Right now it is time for Real News with Brian Ross. Brian joins us here, of course, on a Thursday morning. We take a look at stories, and boy, do we have stories today. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning. A lot happened overnight, apparently, in the debacle that's called the Republican House Speaker race.
It's, you know, an amazing thing. I have said all along, since when Donald Trump was president, that the man who most covets the Speaker of the House position, I just thought he wasn't going to get it. I thought it was being used by Donald Trump at the time. And after Donald Trump lost the election and Joe Biden became president, I knew that that extreme growing member of the House, members of the House that are that just don't compromise, they didn't want McCarthy. This comes as no surprise to me. And does it come as any surprise to you?
Not a surprise, but I think the surprise may be that, according to both Wall Street Journal and Political, he made a lot of concessions overnight in a last-ditch effort to win the race. We'll see what happens today, but apparently he's prepared to give in to some of the stranger demands of this group of really right-wing ideologues, who are, you know, more interested in their own personal power than anything else. I mean, once we get past the race for the speaker, and who knows what's going to happen there, it does portend a very messy situation in Congress. Nothing's going to get through the House there.
Well, here's the problem. If he makes a deal and he with these 20, and I don't think that they will deal with him, I think that something really weird has to happen. But if he makes a deal, he will have... If John Boehner, remember when the last Speaker of the House resigned because he didn't want to deal with the right wing of that party, and he resigned because they wanted to shorten the time where they could immediately call his vote. I just can't see how you can govern with a group like that.
It's not going to be easy, and in fact, you probably can't. And by giving in to these 20, they call them what, the Taliban 19 or 20, they just really are out to blow the whole thing up. And I think, you know, he risks running afoul of the people who have supported him, McCarthy, because, you know, he's giving in to these people and their demands, including one issue where only any one person can call for a new election on the speaker. Any one member of the House. I mean, that's one of the things they wanted. So they don't trust him. He doesn't trust them, but he's given in to them based on the reporting I'm seeing early this morning from the overnight sessions that were held there. So we'll see what happens when they reconvene at noon today. But, you know, bottom line, it's going to be a mess in Congress. You know, the Republicans like to say, well, it's messy, it's democracy, it's how it's supposed to be. So that's putting the best face on it. You know, it's fascinating. I don't think this many people have watched what's going on in the House of Representatives in years.
And I guess people have to realize that the House cannot do any business until they have a speaker.
Exactly right. Exactly right. And they don't have one. There's some talk they might even adjourn until next week.
Now, do you think, and there was chit-chat about this, do you think that the 20, the 10% of the Republicans who are holding this up, do you think they're holding this up with the hopes of bringing in Donald Trump as Speaker of the House?
I haven't heard that, but, you know, who knows with Trump? That could well be his what he wants. You know, that was one of the doomsday scenarios that I heard, that, you know, you don't have to be a member of the Congress to be the Speaker. He could become the Speaker and then follow up the election in 2024 and refuse to certify anybody, appoint himself. It legally could happen. It's not likely, but I think that even, you know, what we've seen is Trump's urging people to vote for McCarthy has had no impact on them. Even his own people, his own supposed followers, are not listening to him about that.
Well, it's just kind of what else?
There's a Frankenstein kind of monster.
The way politics
has
been going lately, you just never know. But what was interesting to me was Mitch McConnell yesterday teaming up with two Democrats to promote the infrastructure bill with Joe Biden. I'm just really trying to save the Republican Party.
It was amazing to watch that happen. There's this display of bipartisanship with Biden praising McConnell as a man whose word you can trust, and McConnell there to announce the big money for that key bridge. I've been over that bridge. Two interstate highways go across it, and it needs to be rebuilt, that's for sure. But it was a sign of what is possible and what is unlikely in the House.
And, of course, Pope Francis being laid to rest, a pope more controversial after he resigned than when he was pope.
Exactly. Well, he's somebody I dealt with as a reporter. Went to confront him in the Vatican about his failure to investigate allegations of sexual abuse. And he actually slapped me on the hand, Marshall. I was slapped by the future pope, asking him an impertinent question.
I remember getting hit by a ruler in school, so I know what you probably felt.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to move over to the Ukraine for just a moment. In our news media, things have quieted down, but Russia really has a problem with actually the power that they have in Ukraine, and more it appears that they have less and less power except for just throwing in missiles and drones.
That's all they have, and they're going to run out of those pretty soon. The ones they've recovered that have been shot down show they were made in the last few months, so they're rushing it to market there from Iran, apparently. They're in a world of hurt, and I think the thing is we should all recognize that that makes it a very dangerous situation. Because Putin gets his back to the wall even more than it is now, that's not a good thing, because we don't know what he'll do to get himself out of it. He's created a very bad situation for himself. He can't win this war. Doesn't know how to get out of it.
And if Congress ever gets back in session, there's going to be 12 U.S. companies that are going to have some explaining to do, as an Iranian attack drone, which was shot down, was found to contain parts from over a dozen U.S. companies.
Exactly. And, the companies have said, well, these are, dual-use common components, but what are they doing in Iran, where there supposedly is an embargo? It just shows you that these embargoes don't really work.
And one thing I mentioned earlier, and I want to get your feeling on it. With California's getting bombed with bomb cyclone after bomb cyclone, and I'm a little upset with the news media, because we heard so much about the drought and about Lake Mead. I would really like to hear what effect these bomb cyclones have had on the drought out in California.
That's a very good question. Does that alleviate the problem or not? It's a sequence of weather that, suggests something funny is going on. I think we know why.
All right. Well, we put up with the headphone outage pretty good here, Brian. have a good weekend.
I'll
speak to you next week. That is Brian Ross and Real News. Of course, you can hear Brian here on a Thursday morning with Real News. You can find him on our website, robinhoodradio.com. Click on demand. Click on Real News with Brian Ross.